Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now calling for Jews around the world to immigrate to Israel. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this situation is Matt Barber. Matt, after the murders at the synagogue, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has called for Jews around the world to come to Israel, a place of their homeland, for protection, and he will welcome them there. He's also coming to the United States of America, and he's going to be speaking to Congress, and he's going to be speaking about the sanctions against Iran, which this president refuses to do. He coddles the terrorists, and he's hurting our best ally, Israel. He's hurting the Middle East, and he's hurting the United States of America. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is speaking very clearly and very boldly on these subjects.
Yeah, you know, we see the rise in anti-Semitism, Matt, around the world, in France, in Copenhagen, in every European nation. You know, a journalist recently wore a yarmulke, and then he mic'd himself, and they had a camera. And he walked through the streets, I think it was in France or Copenhagen, and it showed Muslim after Muslim coming up to him and throwing things at him, spitting on him, with, you know, racist, anti-Semitic phrases and insults. And so we see that this is happening. Benjamin Netanyahu is saying to the Jews around the world, come home, come to Israel, the nation of Israel, our homeland. And boy, it's a little bit apocalyptic, frankly, Matt, everything that's happening right now. But, you know, God is sovereign and he's in control. So we need to pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters around the world.
We do. And Liberty Counsel, we're taking a trip there to Israel, May 17 through 26. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and click on the Liberty Ambassador Council logo up on the left side. That's for the Israel trip. And you can join us for literally a life-changing experience in Israel. I recently returned with 45 college students in late December, early January, from 17 schools. And we still stay in contact with these college students, and their lives have been drastically changed. They've been impacted, Matt. And after an event, if you go to certain locations, you come back, and the glow of that lingers for a while, and then it goes away. You get busy with your life. Not so with this. This has literally changed their lives. We've had one girl who's been on multiple mission trips, and when she asked before going on this trip, how to prepare, what to expect, she said, I've been on a lot of other mission trips, as though she had the experience on foreign missions, and she was told, this is nothing like a mission trip. She did not really believe it. She thought, well, I've been on many mission trips, so I know. She went on this trip. She came back, and she said, you're right. This is not like any mission trip I've ever been on. It literally changed her life. So we are living at some very unique times in world history where Israel has very few friends, surrounded by 300 million or so Arab Muslims in the Middle East. Iran wants to literally obliterate them, wants to pretend like the Holocaust never happened. The President of the United States is saying bad things about the Israeli leadership, and they're not supporting Israel, not supporting our allies. And yet at the same time, the Israeli leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, is speaking crystal clear, strong on these issues, and he is a voice for these times.
Yeah, his exact quote is this, Matt. To the Jews of Europe and to the Jews of the world, I say that Israel is waiting for you with open arms. Wow, powerful stuff, Matt. And, you know, of course, Israel is where it all began. I mean, that's where the Lord of the universe, the creator of the universe, became man. And the person of Christ Jesus walked the earth, carried out his mission, died for our sins. All of this happened in that region of the world, in that area. And the trip with Liberty Counsel is a must for people. I mean, just powerful in the history that they will see And as you pointed out, it is a life-changing event. But, Matt, you know, you mentioned President Obama, not only working against the interests of Israel, our strongest ally, he's buddying up to Iran, the terrorist nation of Iran, negotiating with these terrorists. He's releasing terrorist leaders from Gitmo, where they go in and kill, go out and kill again, get back into the field and put American lives at risk. He's aiding and abetting the enemy. Barack Obama is not the leader of the free world. Barack Obama is a lot of things, but he is not the leader of the free world. Benjamin Netanyahu, from my perspective, is the de facto leader of the free world.
Yeah, you know, President Obama is opposed to sanctions in Iran. Of course, if you're not showing strength to these Islamists, then they consider that to be weakness, and they will take advantage of it. And the sanctions were working in Iran. President Obama is now reversing those sanctions. Benjamin Netanyahu says it's a dangerous move for the president to do that. So when the president failed to even mention this in the State of the Union, he was invited to come and speak to Congress by the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. And so he's coming to the United States. He's going to speak to the joint session of Congress. And I think his message will be very clear, very straight. But President Obama also, outside of Iran and outside of the bad things that he said about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, some of the things we can't even repeat on the air because they'd be FCC violations, frankly, that president also refuses to identify the enemy. He will refuse to say radical Islam. He will refuse to mention Islam and terrorism in the same breath. He refuses to even acknowledge that the 21 Coptic Christians that were beheaded by ISIS because they were Christians were in fact Christian. He calls them Egyptian citizens. This is absolutely unbelievable that we have a president like this. This is worse than the Jimmy Carter days, when Jimmy Carter brought such a malaise and lack of respect to the United States. This is worse than those days. You wondered, how could somebody ever be worse than Jimmy Carter? Well, we've got a president that is 10 times worse than Jimmy Carter. He has hurt our allies, hurt the American image. He is not the leader of the free world, and he is literally putting people in harm's way. He's literally hurting lives and destabilizing security in the countries around the world.
Well, that's why, Matt, I have frankly, you know, I don't mince words. I have called Barack Obama an enemy within. He is the greatest threat. The man, Barack Obama, our president, is the greatest threat to American national security that we face, frankly. And he's also the greatest threat we face to our national sovereignty. And he's a threat to our allies and a friend to our enemies. If you had told me 10 years ago that we would be in this position with a man, a cultural Marxist like and Islam, a Muslim sympathizer like Barack Obama at our helm, I would have told you you're crazy, but yet here we are.
Yes, here we are. And Bibi Netanyahu is speaking very clearly. I encourage you to stand with Israel. I encourage you to join Liberty Council in several ways in which you can stand with Israel. Number one, you can become part of our Christians in Defense of Israel. That's a new ministry of Liberty Council. You can call us or send us an email. You can go to lc.org, and from there send an email. It's liberty@lc.org. Christians in Defense of Israel, join us. We will be sending you a monthly newsletter in addition to the Liberator that will be receiving and focused only on Israel. You can also be part of an Israel email program that we have as well, or that we are preparing, and you can be a part of that. And you can join us in Israel May 17 through 26. That's May 17 through 26. Go to lc.org, sign up for your seat on the Israel tour, the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour, lc.org. Again, go to lc.org. We are looking forward to going to Israel again. This will be my 12th trip to Israel, and we'll be having many more throughout the years. But we encourage you to join us. It's literally a life-changing experience because you see not only the holy and biblical sites and all the spiritual areas of Israel where our faith began and where it flourished, but you'll see also individuals of Israel as well, modern Israel and ancient Israel. All will come together. We'll introduce you to the military. You'll actually get a special briefing at a military base that no one is allowed to go to. This is not open for the public. Other tours are not able to go there, but you'll be able to go there because of our contacts in Israel. And we'll have a Holocaust survivor. We'll have others as well that will come and speak to us in addition to the amazing sites. Go to lc.org. Sign up today for the Israel trip, May 17 through 26.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.